Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, your host for another edition of HealthWise. I use a raised desk for a lot of my work, so I stand for several hours during the day. But I also do a lot of walking for exercise, just because there's a lot of things that I do that keep me walking. Now, on the other hand, in a manner of speaking, I also need to sit a lot, as most of us do. And I know that too much sitting isn't good for any part of the human body. And I noticed some time back that at the end of the day, my lower legs, my calves, had kind of a tired feeling. Sometimes there was even a kind of a mild ache in my lower legs, and my feet, well, they felt like they needed a good rest all of their own. And then, actually in the course of working on HealthWise, I learned about compression stockings, something sometimes called compression hose, sometimes called pressure stockings or support stockings. They're all stockings made to apply a graduated pressure to your legs, beginning with your ankles and working up, in most cases to your knee, although some pressure stockings reach up through your thighs as well. Now, the best way I can describe what pressure stockings do is that they're like a mild leg massage. They gently squeeze your leg to make your blood pump up rather than pool down in your foot and ankle area. And they not only improve your blood flow, but they also help prevent leg swelling and blood clots, especially blood clots that can form after surgery or after an accident, or that can come from anything that will simply make you less active or even bedridden. Compression stockings can lessen the chance of a person getting deep vein thrombosis, which is a blood clot in a deep vein. And deep vein thrombosis can be life-threatening. And also, compression stockings help in improving your blood circulation, and that can lessen problems with medical conditions like edema, which is swelling caused by excess fluid in various parts of your body, or even phlebitis, which is an inflammation of a vein, usually a vein in your legs. And they may also help you from feeling dizzy and lightheaded if you have that problem when you stand up suddenly. So much is connected with good blood circulation in your whole body, especially in your legs. So who needs compression stockings more than just those of us who want a mild, inexpensive leg massage? Well, people with varicose veins, those are those gnarled, enlarged veins, usually in your legs, or spider veins, or sometimes what are called reticular veins. These are smaller red, purple, or blue veins, but all of that indicates inflammation, and then, of course, there's other rather unappealing effects of poor blood circulation. Then also people who can't leave their beds for whatever reasons, or who have a hard time moving their legs, they benefit much from compression stockings. Anyone who stands a lot during the day, especially those with jobs that require standing for lengths of time, compression stockings important for them. Pregnant women who not only must stand, but who also are putting added weight on their legs and feet would benefit from compression stockings or compression hose. And you don't think about this as you should, but those who spend long stretches of time on airlines, frequent flyers, especially those who have lengthy, frequent flights, international flights in particular, stewardesses and pilots would benefit from compression stockings. So lots of people can benefit from compression stockings, and others need them, whether they know it or not. Now, my guess is that you may very well be in one of those categories of people who at least need to know more about compression stockings, and that's our topic for today's HealthWise, compression stockings, all you need to know. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, Surgical Medical Department is literally a floor-to-ceiling cornucopia of anything and everything that you could ask for or that you need for pain relief, muscle, joint, and bone care, and for your pre- and post-surgical needs. And there in the Surgical Medical Department of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, you'll meet Kathy. Now, that's 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, Surgical Medical Specialist. And we invite you to call her with your questions about compression stockings, all you need to know. If you want to be on the program, you can call 631-955-5400. That will enable you to talk with Kathy here in the air. And remember that you can text your questions anytime. Put this under HealthWise. Here's the number at just 516-367-0391. You can use your mobile device to text your questions to HealthWise. 516-367-0391. And you can test any surgical medical question that you have, and we'll pass them on to Kathy for you. Hey, but Kathy, for now, welcome to HealthWise.
Hi, Pastor Bill. Well, thank you for having me on your show again.
It's great to have you back on. Interesting topic. Why don't you tell us, because you probably can look at these racks that you've got of compression stockings. Tell us about the different types of compression stockings. I know there's different pressures, and then, you've got male and female, different lengths. Talk to us about those.
Yes. We get a lot of patients that come in, and, they're sent in by their physician. They'll have a prescription for a compression stocking or thigh high or even a pantyhose like you had said in the opening. And basically, we have many different compressions, the mild being an 8 to 15, which would help provide relief and minimize tired, achy legs. It'll help relieve minor swelling of the feet and ankles and legs, and also just helps to maintain a healthy, energized leg. Whereas the next level would be a 15 to 20, which we call a medium compression, which is recommended for first-time wearers. If you come in and you just say, I'm a little swollen, I'm having aches and a little bit of pain toward the end of the day, the doctor didn't suggest you wear them. So that's the most popular compression that we would recommend to someone that just came in and wanted some relief. And then, of course, there's a 20 to 30 compression, which is a firm compression. A doctor most likely would recommend that, depending on what he's trying to treat. And then, of course, a 30 to 40, and then a 40 to 50, which is, for very, very serious conditions.
Yeah. I believe that you folks recommended the medium compression for me. What's it like to wear, say, a 40-50 compression? I mean, do your legs feel tight? What's that like?
They are very tight, and they're usually, used for serious vein diseases, such as acute leg and ankle swelling, varicose veins, chronic vein insufficiency, and also very, very severe deep vein thrombosis, as, again, you had mentioned in the monologue. So that is something that normally would be like a custom.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And we've never really gotten to that level.
Yeah. Yet. Okay. All right. Yeah. So people come in to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Their interest is piqued in compression stockings. They want to start in this. And I'd emphasize the quality of those stockings that you sell is excellent. We're talking about mild or medium, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And they are going to be, in most cases, knee-high rather than thigh-high, right?
Well, it really depends on what the doctor is treating or the patient is looking for. Most of my garments that I do sell are knee-highs. A thigh-high would be worn if a doctor is, you're going to have, surgery, and the doctor wants you to wear them post-surgery for, a short time. And, and then some, if you have pain above the knee, a knee high really wouldn't help. You'd have to go up to the thigh high to get the relief in the upper part of your thigh where you're having the pain.
Now, Kathy, if a person has had a broken leg, do the compression stockings, are they recommended after that, or are we talking about something completely different then for what's necessary?
Yeah, I don't believe that you would wear a compression sock after that. I mean, unless you're going to be flying or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, and it emphasized, too, in flying, I know having done a fair amount of international travel and not used the compression stockings at the time, it is that you can benefit, even if you just need them for when you're doing international flying. They're very, very helpful. Kathy, now, do you need to measure these compression stockings, or are there standard measurements of them?
Patients need to be measured for them. The only size that the only compression that we don't have to measure for would be the mild compression, the 8 to 15, and that goes by the shoe size because it is very, very mild. And then anything, you know, the next step up 15 to 20 and so forth up to 30 to 40s, we would have to measure. And depending on what they're getting, and knee high is ankle and calf, thigh high would be ankle, calf, and upper thigh. And then if they're getting the full pantyhose, it would be ankle, calf, and then waist.
And now what are you measuring, actually, Kathy? You're measuring the leg length? Are you measuring just the foot size? What goes into the measurements?
Well, you would measure the circumference of the ankle.
Okay.
The circumference of the calf. And then if it's the knee high, you would measure from the foot, the heel of the foot up into the bend of the knee to get the length, because some people may fall into the petite size because they do come in, you know, tall. They come in petite. They come in regular. So to have the length of the leg as well.
Okay, so the compression stockings don't actually come in those specific sizes, right? You have what, petite, tall, medium? Is that how it goes?
Yes. I mean, they have the standard sizes, small, medium, and large. And when we measure our patients, we then take their measurements and compare them to the chart on the boxes, and then we're able to pick the correct size.
Okay,
for
I've
them.
Got it. Yeah,
it's not like, okay, well, I am, you know, I'm a size 10 and I'm going to be in a large. That's not how.
Okay. Yeah, bottom line is if you're going to go above the mild, which I guess maybe is what I did get because you didn't have to measure for my compression stockings. If you're going to go above the mild, then don't be embarrassed that Kathy's going to ask to get the measurements of the ankle and so on and so forth. Okay. Hey, Kathy, I'm interested because I noticed that athletes, at least some athletes, they wear compression stockings. Why is that? I would think their circulation would be excellent.
Well, they use them to help increase their performance by improving the circulation and blood flow in their legs. It also supplies the muscles with more oxygen.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And decreases muscle soreness during, the time that they are either exercising or running.
Yeah, so that would be my next question. Someone's going to a fitness center to do the hour and 15-minute workout. Compression stockings are advisable or not advisable? I don't usually see people wearing compression stockings in a fitness center, but talk to us about that.
Well, some athletes do. They may not look like compression stockings. They could be just like a calf sleeve.
Okay.
Like that, where you wouldn't think that they were a compression sock. And we have such a large variety, and I'm sure other vendors as well, they make athletic socks that are compression socks. So you wouldn't even be able to tell whether someone working out in a gym is wearing them or not. But again, it helps to, increase the blood flow in the legs and just really energizes them and they're, helps with soreness as well.
Sure. And Kevin, I think you answered it already, but all athletic socks, I'd love to wear athletic socks. They all, to some extent, provide this compression effect, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that is important, getting the athletic stockings for that. And Kath, this is interesting in the work. Again, you folks introduced me to this whole world of compression stockings, and it's fascinating. But I remember it was either you or your cohort, Sheila, and you said, do you want us to show you how to put them on? I put socks on for all the years of my life. Is there a special way you put these things on?
Yes, the best way to put them on is, first of all, the time of day is very important. First thing in the morning, or as close to, you know, after you've woken up, to put them on before any swelling can occur.
Ah, okay.
Because that would make it more difficult to put them on.
I see.
But, you know, getting your toes in and the heel in place is key. And then, you know, once you have that, the ankle is always going to be tight. That's where most compression is, because you want the blood flow to push the, you want circulation to go back up to, toward the heart. So it's tightest at the ankle. Once you get it, your toe in, your heel in, you kind of just shimmy it up.
Yeah, okay.
And it's 1 inch below the knee for proper, you know, therapy.
Yeah, and you emphasize the importance. It shouldn't be twisted. They have to be straight. Basically, if it feels funny, you've got to alter it, right?
Correct. No okay. creases. No creases whatsoever, because that will actually prevent the blood flow from
yeah.
going back
okay.
to the heart like it's supposed to. So it's very important that when you put them on, you just smooth them out. We call it doning.
Okay.
And you can use like a rubber. There's special doning gloves. You can use the Playtex gloves for washing dishes if you have them available at your home. You know, there's little
okay.
tricks to getting them on.
Yeah, it was a question. We've got a break here. But just, I mean, some of us, as we get older, you know, sometimes it's just hard to put on any stockings, you know, and we need to be doing more stretching exercises. Do you have special devices to help those that are having a hard time putting on any stockings?
We do. We have, it's called a donor, and it's what it is it's like a metal, I can't even, like, describe it, contraption, that you actually slide the sock onto.
Right.
And once you get that sock in the proper position, which is you'd get the heel pretty much up to the top of it, and you slip your foot right in, and as you're slipping your foot in, it's getting it put in the proper place in the toes, the ankle area, and then you just slip that wire mechanism kind of off.
Sure, okay. That's called a donor, D-O-N-O-R?
D-O-N-N-E-R.
Oh, D-O-N-N-E-R. Okay, that's very helpful. Hey, our guest today is, as the always helpful, Kathy from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Rather than listen to me tell you about it live on the air, let's hear this message about 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you for today's edition of HealthWise. You'd like to call in with your questions about compression stockings, 631-955-5400 is the number. Or if you'd like to text your questions about anything connected with surgical medical matters, we can pass these on to Kathy. That text number under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. Kathy, maybe the obvious answer. Do people need to wear compression stockings every day or only days in which they're going to be on their feet a lot?
Most people wear them every day because they just don't want to have, they don't want the swelling to, you know, occur.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's kind of preventative in a sense.
Okay, so, yeah, actually you need them whether you're sitting as well, I would think. Kind of a delicate question, I guess, to deal with on the air, but I guess it's probably good hygiene to only wear compression stockings for one day and then wash them?
Yes, that's advisable.
Okay, so we're talking about probably several pairs of these compression stockings. Any special way to wash them so you get maximum use out of them?
Yes, you can machine or hand wash them in warm water, mild soap. You can hang, and always hang them dry. You'll get the longest life out of the compression garment, which is usually, you know, about 6 months. If you take care of them, they will last.
Well, we don't know where Kathy went.
Hello?
Oh, there we are, Kathy.
Oh, okay,
back with, sorry about that. Wonders of modern technology. You're talking about how often you replace them. You said about every 6 months?
Correct.
Yeah, of course, most of us don't write down when we started using our compression stockings. Well, they just don't do their work after a while, and you can tell it, right?
Correct.
All right. Okay. So it might even be advisable. I mean, we're talking about something that's quite important for your blood circulation, so it would be good to make a note of when you started using these. Now, Kathy, you mentioned we don't need a doctor's prescription to get compression stockings, although I want to emphasize to the listeners, these at least mild compression stockings are, I mean, am I right, Kathy? They're almost kind of a form of preventive medicine. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, mild is a very, very low compression for, again, very minor swelling.
Okay.
The medium compression is more of the ones that a doctor would recommend, or if you just felt like, you had some swelling and you wanted to kind of nip it in the bud, in a sense.
Yeah.
And then anything higher, a doctor would normally recommend.
Okay. Well, now that brings the next question. Let's say the doctor actually prescribes getting the firmer compression stockings for more serious leg issues. Now, in that case, will insurance pay some of the cost of these compression stockings or not?
It really depends on the insurance that you have. So I advise you before you purchase to check with your insurance company to see if they would reimburse you if you paid out of pocket.
Yeah, always good. And there's something, Kathy, called a durable medical equipment benefit, which I'm sure you run into there in the surgical medical department. Can you tell us a little bit of what that is?
Well, those are like supplies that, you know, not really related to the compression socks. Usually it's, commodes and, different surgical supplies, bathroom supplies.
Wheelchairs, are they included in that?
Wheelchairs are considered DME equipment, things like that.
Now, is that a standard benefit, say, with Medicare, or is it a supplemental thing, a durable medical equipment benefit?
That I'm not really sure of.
Yeah, okay. But that's something to look into if people are going to be having these sort of larger surgical medical needs, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, Kathy, this is amazing, and I want to encourage you again. You want an inexpensive leg massage for every day. The compression stockings are great. But I mentioned, Kathy, that your surgical medical department is a cornucopia of things, literally, from floor to ceiling. How about giving us a little tour of your surgical medical department at 110 Pharmacy and tell people what else they're going to find there besides top-quality compression stockings?
Sure. Sure. We have a whole section of wound care items, lumbar cushions, bed wedges, a large array of orthopedic supplies from knee braces, back braces, ankle supports, elbow, abdominal binders, I mean, you know, wrist splints. I mean, we just, and from many different, you know, a few different vendors, because not one, you know, manufacturer is for everybody. So we carry, you know, different manufacturers so we can, you know, fulfill everybody's needs. We have wheelchairs and transport chairs. I know one of your favorite items in my department is our lift chair.
Yes, right.
And then we have canes and walkers and crutches and bathroom safety supplies. And one of my most favorite items that we carry are the inspirational gifts.
Ah, okay, which we need for our souls as well as our bodies. And, Kathy, am I right? If there's something not in stock there, then you can order that for people, right? Oh, that's great. You can tell, folks, that I am enthusiastic about 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, not only because Kathy's there in the surgical medical department, but the whole store is just fascinating, and we want to thank 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. We want you to visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It is really, as we've said so often, it is just a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique, in the nutrition department. Look for Bolster Nutrients when you're in the nutrition department. And then, of course, right next to it, surgical medical department, where you'll meet Kathy. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. 1-800-599-9963. You'll get the 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given to you. So we'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.